Now back to Mancha, to Sulik. His floater is no good. Save, though. Here comes Jane West the other way. Puts it up, no good. He'll stay with Union Grove. WRJN Racine. All right, that falls on Mancha. Should say Tomczak, his fourth. First one up is good by Barber. Checking back in is Ballmeister for the Demons. Second one, shooter's touch though, no good. Sulik with the rebound. And here comes the Demons. And they'll go to line to shoot a 1-1. On Lee, his second, team seventh. Walby at the line. First time. Misses it. They get the rebound though. Here comes Sulik. Very good ball movement tonight by the Demons. Down to drive, the floater up, it's no good. Put back is no good. Sulik gets the third one to go.
Union Grove with the ball now. It's Barber in the corner, passes it up top to Lee. Lee looks inside to West. West puts up the shot, no good. Rebound to Burlington. It's Salofra on the rebound. He gets it over to Tomczak. Burlington takes a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Leading the way tonight for Burlington in scoring, Grant Sulik with 18. Despite only having 18 points, his presence is being felt on both ends of the floor. Matchy with 15. Cole Wobbly with 10. Baumeister with 5. And Kendall with 5. Salofro with 4, and Ninkovich with 2. And for Union Grove, leading the way for them, it's Charlie Pettit with 9 points, Jaden West with 8, Griffin Schultz with 7, Matthew Burkhart with 6, Justin Williamson with 5, and Barber with 1.
All right, 7:16 to go. In regulation, 59-38. Burlington with the lead. Broncos just kicked it out of bounds. So it'll stay with Burlington. What an impressive showing tonight.
Yeah, just pure domination, and despite the record, just a phenomenal performance here tonight.
Now Sulik with the basketball. Gets it back to Walby to Sulik. Going to go back over to Burlington, or to Union Grove. Williamson checks back in, the 6'3" sophomore. So that was a travel violation. Here's Barber now on the shot. That's good. Luke Barber with the basket to make it 59-40. Under 7 to play. And another violation.
And they had a 10-second violation, now a 5-second.
Five, yep. Yeah,
back-to-back possessions, not good.
Three-pointer could really go far here for the Broncos. Three-pointer, oh, hit the rim, no good. Rebound. Broncos save it. Now here's a three-pointer that's airballed, no good. And the rebound to Sulik. And then they give it back to Sulik. And they get it up quickly. And Walby with the basket. 61-40. Now they knock it out of bounds. They'll stay with Union Grove. Johnson, turnaround, shot is no good. And here comes Sulik all the way down, dumps it off, no look pass, good. To Solifov, no look pass from none other than Sulik. 5:50 to go. Now the Demons. And count the basket. Count the basket by Walby, assisted by Sulik. That fouls on Williamson, his first. Team eighth. Checking back in is Vermeer. For Union Grove. So trying to convert the three-pointer. And doesn't. Rebound to Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson throws it on the wing to Williamson, and he's got to get it out. Now they give it back to Johnson, to Williamson. Williamson puts it up, has it blocked. Now driving in, trying to make the layup was Lee. And here comes Burlington the other way. Sulik, we're going to go under 5 minutes here shortly. And I would say, barring the miracle, that the Demons are going to get their first win tonight. Now here's a three-pointer, air ball, put back is no good. The air ball was by Griffin Schultz. Then Tyler Johnson tried to put it back, and it went, he overlaid it. So now at the line is Lee. The foul was on Solifa, his second, team seventh. Misses the free throw. And it'll go back over to Burlington. Chucking back in will be Barber and West for the Broncos. 4:44 to go. Now they're going to give it to the Broncos out of violation. Did not stay stationary, right? West with the ball now. Passes on the wing to Johnson. Now West with the three-pointer. That's good. Two-pointer. Nope. On the line. Shot up. No good. Next one is good. Next one by Griffin Schultz is good on the steal. And count the basket. Again, at the 421 mark, if he makes it, they're still down by 20. He made it, though. 65-45. Full court pressure. Sulik now with the basketball. Gets it across. To Tom Zach, then they go inside, rejected. Rejected by Tyler Johnson, nice play. Now here's a three-pointer, that's good. Three-pointer by Luke Barber. Makes it 65-48. Tomczak. Inside to Baumeister. And it's a blowout now, Dillon, at the 3:30 mark. Johnson passes over. Three-pointer's good by Luke Barber. Timeout called by Union Grove. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven-fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Back to live action. 3:14 to go. 67-51. Now the shot up is good by Tomczak to make it 69-51. Luke Barber trying to get it inside to West, and it's taken away by the Demons. We're under three to play now. Now they go in the corner to Welby, and it goes out of bounds here. And a timeout called, a full timeout. Full timeout called by Kyle Scott.
Full timeout.
But we'll keep it here this time. Our player of the game tonight is Grant Sulik, no doubt about it. He may not have been the leading scorer, but he did everything for his team tonight. I'm sure he led them in rebounds.
Yep, and as of right now, he's still leading them in points with 18, Dick. Seven made field goals. Behind him, Cole Walby with 15 and Jaden Matchy with 14. They're really playing a complete game from those three, but Grant Sulik leading the charge, both ends of the floor, big steals, big passes, and big points for that Burlington team.
Live action here, 2:42 to go. 69-51. Burlington with the lead and the basketball. Baumeister gives it up to Sulik. Sulik now coming inside. Now passes over to Walby. And then Walby gave it up to Tomczak. Now back in Sulik's hand. They're trying to just use some clock. Now Sulik will come inside. Oh, he thought they might get him for a double dribble, but they didn't. So fouls on Lee, his third. Team ninth. Sulik at the line. 1-for-2 tonight. He's our player of the game. We'll hope to get him. Checking back in is Luke Barber for Ryan Lee. First one up is good. 70-51. Second one up, also good. And here comes Griffin Schultz the other way. Gives it to West, back to Schultz. Schultz gives it up to Johnson. At the top of the key, now Johnson driving inside. Can't get it to go. 1:52 to go. Checking back in will be Mancha for the Demons. Quinn Schultz for the Broncos. First one up is good. Williamson getting ready to check back in for the Broncos with 1:52 to go. In and out, second one. Rebound to Ballmeister, to Sulik. Goes across court. Then West steals it. And let's see, a reach in probably. 1:40. So Sulik with his third. Double bonus now. First time for Jaden. This is the first one. And Williamson checks back in for Johnson. Second one also no good, but the rebound to Williamson. He's tied up. Possession arrow to the Broncos. So Burkhardt checking back in along with Luke Barber.
Dick, while we have a second here, Burlington Athletic Director Sulik is in the house, former coach of the Burlington football team.
Yes, all right. Well, hopefully he'll see his son get his award. We'll try to grab him right away when this one ends. Now the Broncos stepped on the sideline. So with 1:34 to go, checking back in is Vermeer for the Broncos. First shot is up, no good. By Ryan Lee, second one was no good. That was on Sulik, his fourth. He comes out. So Tyler Johnson checks back in for Jaden West. First one up, a brick, no good. With 1:28 to go. Second one's no good also. Rebound to Mancha. And Mancha gives it up to Tomczak. He'll take it across. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Burlington Demons.
Hey, one thing about Union Grove, they're down almost 20 here, but they're not giving up.
Nope.
They're fighting like it's a one-possession game.
Yep. So Burlington calls a full timeout. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain
Welcome
and mobility issues? Racine Disc
more
Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
All right, back to live action. We had a foul right away as we came back. That foul was on Williamson, his second. Double bonus for the Demons. So he makes the first. And got the second. Down to a minute to play now. Broncos with the ball. On the drive, it's Lee. He gives it up to Vermeer. Now shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. Williamson had it. Now from the corner, the three-pointer is good. By Williamson, the three-pointer, 73-55. 20 seconds. The Demons probably don't want to shoot. That's our ball game. Final score, Burlington 73, Union Grove 55. Try to get Grant Sulik.
While Dick goes to get Grant, I'll go down our unofficial scoring here tonight. Leading the way for the victorious Burlington Demons, it was Grant Sulik, 20 points, 3 for 4 from the line. Cole Walby, 17 points, 3 for 4 from the line. Jaden Matchy with 14, going 3 for 3 from the line on 3 three-pointers. Carter Baumeister with 7. Vincent Kendall with 5. And Dick is standing courtside here with our DG Sports player of the game.
Okay, joined by Grant Sulik, our player of the game. I'm losing my voice, but you're not. Rebounding, scoring some points. Then all of a sudden you were bringing the ball up. What made that change?
We apologize for technical difficulties we are having.
Hopefully you can build on this now. It's a big win because it's a conference win.
Of course.
So, and you played a brutal non-conference schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't easy, but I think it made us a lot better and it prepared us for this game.
Well, congratulations on being our DG Sports Player of the Game. Go enjoy this one. Get ready for your next ball game.
Awesome. Thank you.
Back to Dylan.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, that was Grant Sulik with Dick courtside. Our final score here again tonight, 73-55. Burlington victorious. We'll go down the Union Grove scoring here, as we didn't have time to. Leading the way was Jaden West with 10 points, and Griffin Schultz, who also had 6. Griffin, 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. Charlie Pettit with 9 points on 3 made 3-pointers. Luke Barber with 9 points, as well. Matthew Burkhart with 6. Quinn Schultz with 2. That was their 55 points here tonight for the Union Grove Broncos. Dick has rejoined me here at the table.
So 73-55 is our final. And before we sign off, I'll have Dylan read.
We'll go through our coaches' poll from wissports.net for the week of December 10th. So these posted earlier this week, but we'll still go down them as they are, do not have the new post out yet. For Division 1, DePere, number 1, Kakana, 2, Kettle Moraine, 3 at 4-0, Oshkosh North at 4, Eau Claire Memorial at 5. In Division 2, Wauwatosa West, 4-0, there you take the number 1 spot. Ashwaubenon at number 2, Nicolet, 2-1, Mount Horeb, 3-0, and Beaver Dam at 2-0. In Division 3, Milwaukee Academy of Science, with that 4-0 record, they're the number 1 spot. Lake Mills, their second. Freedom, third. Dominican, fourth. Seymour, fifth. One of our teams that we cover, Racine St. Catharines, they dropped from second down to seventh. And again, with a loss this past week to Racine Lutheran, we'll probably see them drop out of the top 10. In Division 4, Mineral Point, they take the number 1 spot this week. Aquinas in second. Milwaukee Juno in third. And Bondel in fourth. Kohler rounds out the top 5 for Division 4. And in Division 5, Sheboygan Lutheran, 3-0, take the number 1 spot. Royal at 2. Potosi at 3. Abundant Life, 3-0, take the 4 spot. And Pacelli at number 5.
All right, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the Union Grove Gym. My thanks to Dave Pettit, Athletic Director at Union Grove, for accommodating us. And to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be December 17th from the Waterford Gymnasium, where the Wolverines will host the Beloit Memorial Purple Knights. Pre-game will be hopefully at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for Burlington will be another conference game on the road at Elkhorn on December 19th. The Broncos' next game will be December 17th when they will travel to play the Milwaukee Reagan Huskies. Both games tip off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl back in the studio, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Don't WRJN. the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Wow. think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me. We'll be right back.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Lawmakers from New Jersey and New York say federal resources are needed to find out why drones are flying over their states. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wrote President Biden a letter to express concerns about reports of unmanned aircraft systems. And CBS's Bradley Blackburn heard from Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Senators from New York and New Jersey signed a joint letter to the FBI, FAA, and Department of Homeland Security.
If you don't know who's it is and who's flying it, you have to take it down.
Now, residents in Indiana are seeing them, and Connecticut, too.
This is like the fifth I've seen.
Friday, first responders in New Jersey headed out in daylight to investigate a possible downed drone, but left the scene without recovering anything. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Nearly 4 feet of snow has buried some Great Lakes communities with drivers enduring blizzard conditions. The snow isn't letting up for some parts of the country, and CBS's Lonnie Quinn says in the country's midsection,
we have an ice storm warning around Iowa City, about a quarter of an inch of ice from tonight into tomorrow morning coats everything. Tough to get around with something like that. This is a huge storm that just came on shore for the Pacific Northwest.
The man suspected of murdering the United Healthcare CEO in Manhattan could be leaving a Pennsylvania prison sooner than expected. CBS's Lilia Luciano explains.
Luigi Mangione could be days away from coming to New York to face a murder charge.
The defendant may waive, but that waiver is not complete until a court proceeding.
Mangione's defense declined to respond to CBS News Today, citing attorney-client privilege.
As authorities investigate the motive behind the shooting, the NYPD tells CBS News Mangione was not a United Healthcare client, and they have evidence suggesting he knew before the shooting where the investor conference was being held. Lawmakers warn Apple and Google to prepare for a U.S. TikTok ban starting January 19th. CBS's Michael Toscano with more.
A federal appeals court today left in place a law set to go into effect January 19. It requires TikTok's China-based owner ByteDance to sell TikTok in the U.S. or be banned here. TikTok is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, but if that doesn't work, it may look to President-elect Trump, who promised to save TikTok during the campaign.
A for sale sign on Sesame Street after Warner Brothers Discovery chooses not to renew its deal for new episodes. While Max will continue to license episodes through 2027, the upcoming 55th season of the show will be the last on the streamer. ESPN's Dick Vitale says he is cancer-free after a fourth bout with the disease in just over 3 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.